Hey, friends.
Bam!
What's up? How's everybody doing out there?
We here. We live. We're streaming. We're surviving.
We are surviving. Yep. That's us. Hey, guys. How you doing out there? Welcome. It's a new episode. It's the last one for a week.
For a week.
Because Colby going to Vegas.
I go to Vegas.
And he claims he will be back here on Thursday.
I will be back here on Thursday.
I'm worried about his overall health and well-being during that show, but...
Don't even worry about it, man. I'll be good.
Okay.
I'll drink on the plane. I don't give two shits. I got nothing to do. I ain't going to work Friday.
You're taking the whole week off, right?
Yeah,
dude.
Yep.
Yeah, so we're still going to do the Power Hour next Thursday, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Part of me wants to just skip Colby Plays Games and just do 3 hours of drinking. But I feel like that's a terrible
idea.
That's
going to be death.
Right?
I mean, we could do it.
I mean, that was me. I was like, that sounds like a terrible idea. But then at the same time... Kind of sounds like the greatest idea.
Yeah.
I mean, what game are you going to play when you're that drunk? By the way, I was at the rental place yesterday re-renting a game, and the Outlast trilogy is available there.
Fuck.
Who knew there were three of them?
There's three?
There's three.
I don't want that.
I mean, it's a trilogy, man.
No. Those look terribly scary as fuck.
They're made by the same people as...
Like, scary as fuck.
Aren't they made by the same people as Until Dawn?
Oh.
I think they are. I think so. But
they're definitely different gameplay.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not the same story driven.
Outlast
thing,
looks
but...
terrible.
Yeah. Hey, Taylor, how are you? Rin, welcome. Good to see you. Rin was playing an amazing game tonight that I was watching him. And I added it to the list for Colby Plays Games.
Oh, yeah?
It's called Hand Simulator.
I've heard of that.
And you just control a hand. Hmm. Like... four keys, move each finger, and you do things like try to put a clip in a gun and then shoot a target, or milk a cow, or play with fidget spinners.
That sounds awful.
It was hilarious to watch.
That sounds terrible.
Watching Ren milk a digital cow.
How long
cow,
did you watch Ren play that game?
Oh, how long did he stream? 3 hours.
Okay.
Now, he streamed 3 hours. I watched 2 hours and 20 minutes of it because I watched the Nintendo Direct while I was eating dinner. But, yeah, I watched him try to load a gun for about 45 minutes. And then I watched him play with fidget spinners for about 20 minutes. And then I watched him milk a cow for about 30 minutes. And then he switched to the multiplayer mode, which is literally two people, you and one other person, have an AK-47 in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
You got to put the magazine into the AK-47 and then kill the other person.
I've seen that game.
And the first person to do it wins.
Is it in VR, too? I feel like it's in VR, too.
It could be. If it was in VR, that would be a lot easier.
I think I saw some dudes play it in VR.
Ren definitely was not using VR.
Mm.
But, yeah, like Ren just said, he surrendered, so I won. That makes it sound like Ren was kicking his butt. What it really
you
was...
You just outlasted him.
Yeah, they both just fumbled around, unable to load their AK-47s.
Yeah.
And he just gave up.
First try.
It
Watch
looks,
this be the best game I'm
dude, gonna. It looked so easy. Like, but right. It obviously isn't. Yeah,
obviously not. No.
Yeah, but it's just like...
Oh, I'll need it.
Really. He's literally wiggling his hands, dude. It was so funny.
Keyboards. Fuck
so
that.
Funny. So, here's what we're going to do tonight on the show. I have a couple things.
Oh, fun.
I want to talk a little bit about Apple.
Let's do that.
Because I have an epiphany. And then I also have something incredibly mean to Tone.
Okay.
But I don't know if I should do it.
Yeah, let's start with that.
Because it's so mean. Like.
How mean?
Like.
Friendship ending mean?
No, I don't think it's friendship ending. I'll put it, if he did it to me, I'd be okay with it.
Right.
But that means nothing,
yeah,
really.
That doesn't mean anything.
I mean, I would prefer if someone did it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll just tell you what it is. So, he has decided to start the unofficial podcast back up. Did you know this?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's up on his Nuova page on YouTube now.
Okay.
It's episode number one of the unofficial podcast. He just erased history.
All right.
It's just completely erased history. He's hosting it every Sunday at like 8 or 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Live on his YouTube.
Okay.
All right. He redid his whole stream room. Which actually looks really good.
He said he was moving.
It actually looks really good. I think he dropped some dollars on his new room.
His
it actually
mother
looks,
helped, yeah.
Yeah, well, it looks really good. So that's a fact. But I watched maybe the first 5 minutes of his podcast, and there was so much gulping and mouth noises. Just,
oh man, it just gets me rock hard.
Nine months? Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Ren, I don't feel like I've known you for 9 months.
We have, man.
He says, show the puff nip.
I'm not going to do that. It's not really puffy today. I went on a run.
Every time you go on a run, I know about it. Because Chris is like, oh, Colby just finished a workout. And I'm just like, yes, he's going to be awake for the show. That's all I care about.
Oh, no, now I'm dead.
No, you look good. No, You're good. But anyway.
Unsubbed.
Yeah, you won't show him puff nip. He's unsubbed. What was I saying? Oh, so it's just a lot of gulping.
Who is it? Same people?
No, it's just him.
It's just him. So what does he talk about?
Just whatever he cares about, man. Have you literally not seen any of it?
No, I don't pay attention to his life. He's texted me 3 times this week. I haven't replied to one of them.
Okay, first of all, I haven't seen this thumbnail yet. What is that?
Dude, he does not give a shit anymore.
Let's just watch this, you know? Let's 35 minutes!
2018.
Oh my god! It's one room! What could he possibly show for 35 minutes?
I don't know, man. Sounds like shit.
Here's a studio tour for you of our studio. Camera's right here. This is the room. I sit here, he sits there. End of tour.
Done.
Yeah. That's easy. We can turn on and off the light. You want to see enough. It? Watch this. Lights off. Lights on. Tech. That's our studio tour. Pretty high quality, I think.
Hey, man, we did a studio tour once.
We did. Where you showered in the office. Okay, anyway, back to this.
But for those of you that were watching this live originally,
yeah.
Sorry, my internet effing died.
Effing? What is he, me?
But I got everything pretty much set up. All the lighting and all of that is, I think, as good as it's going to get, really. So this is going to be the tour. First
God!
Off.
God!
If the live stream's going down, I'm sorry. At least I am recording this.
So he literally has no other lights in that room.
What is his name?
Because he needs to use his flashlight to see this, all the other stuff. Guy.
I can't think of his name.
Yeah, he's using his iPhone to light it up.
Yeah.
Those, all that, and then the girls, and then Captain America.
Does he have a Widowmaker pop?
That's gonna hit me in a minute. But
dude, those lights are $15 at Walmart.
He drew this.
Yeah, but he's got like color changing LEDs in there, man.
Forever.
You drew that?
Yeah.
Convince him to give it to me.
I think that's really good. Actually,
finally did.
I totally copied it. There's an artist that does that. I did do it in really oil pastels.
Now,
that's even more impressive.
Yeah,
I'm working from
class.
The boring stuff to the good stuff, so you watch the entire video. Because that's just the type of guy that I am.
God, it was. Does any of this look interesting?
And everything already. So, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Dude, there's just so much of his face.
These are just curtains.
Okay, you know what? This isn't what we're here to talk about. I was here to show Colby the unofficial podcast.
Oh, welcome everybody. Welcome to the very first ever and the hopefully going to be reoccurring unofficial type of person that you are. If you like to be able to skip ahead, then this might not necessarily be for you. But those of you that don't care about skipping ahead.
Does it look like for all hiring and pricing to mix and master your song, email me?
I'll be here. So it won't be live, but I'll be able
email
to
me
and stuff like that.
Send
you will
a message. Okay. Oh, now we just got to everybody on the show bomb his email address with just the subject line meat.
Don't do that.
And then just include a picture of meat.
Please don't do that.
Oh, you should do it.
Please don't. Okay.
NuovaOfficial@gmail.com.
Okay. I'm going to do it. So I listened to the first 5 minutes and I have a clip. Where I just edited together all of his mouth noises for the first 5 minutes.
Perfect.
It is disgusting to listen to. So I do have to worry. Do have to warn headphone
it's like
users?
A spoiler warning.
No, it's like the exclamation point more Matthew command in chat.
Okay.
It's
that's right.
It's disgusting. Like some things aren't meant to be heard. This is one of them. But like when I've been at radio so long, a bit, I air check. That's the technical term. I air check myself all the time. Like mm-hmm. I go back and I'll watch my show, listen for verbal crutches. You know, the all rights, the nudes, all my verbal crutches. Like I'm aware of them. You know, and I try to actively work on them to be a better speaker. And I just can't help it. I watch something you do, or I watch something Pinella does. Like, I can't help but critique. You know? I just can't help it. This is Colby's mouth noises. Do you want to hear it?
Go for it, man.
All right, I'm going to play it. Here it is. This is in the first 4 or 5 Warning. Minutes of his stream. These are all of his mouth noises.
Is he drinking on the show?
No! Well, he didn't take any drinks of water or anything like that.
No, that's just him, like, swallowing?
That's just him swallowing.
On a normal basis.
It's just so gross.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you should burn that.
Like, it's just... It's like that, and then...
You sure that wasn't him doing porn or something, checking on some dick?
Positive.
You positive?
Positive.
Because that's a man sucking dick right there.
God, it's so gross. It's so gross. But yeah, that's... Mm. I mean, that's what it is. Like, I just couldn't unhear it.
If you like to be able to skip ahead...
All right, here, let's go, like, here's like a minute 30 point. Monday,
for those of you that are not watching it. Today, right now, when it's live. But, like I said, we're doing all of them live, and I'm going to try to do them every Sunday. Time may vary when I do it. Like, right now, it's 9:18. Obviously, I'm going to try to do it at the hour, at least. Probably around 9 or something like that. But follow me on social medias. So that's probably going to be the best way, which I didn't tweet or
like,
Instagram.
What's wrong with him?
About this one. But
he's an audio engineer.
That's the best way.
I know.
And he can't figure out his live mic situation to where we can't hear his mouth all the time. It's because his mic is so far away. He's got to turn it up.
It's up super loud. Yeah.
Let me do that real fast. Sorry. Like I said, this is going
to
be.
I did not listen this far into the show when I edited that clip. This is 2 minutes. So I thought 5. It's actually less than 2 minutes. I never made it to this part of the show. So all of this. That's in the first 2 minutes.
Nope, I'm good with never hearing that again.
It's just... I felt like someone should tell him, right?
Nah. Let it happen. Let it happen. I'm sure no one notices but you.
If you think so?
I mean, maybe, but they just block it out like white noise after a certain period
of time. It's just whenever I hear a... Like, I just... It's like, oh, God, you know?
No, that's not good. I think that's the line. I think that's the line of our friendship. Like, all the stuff up to now, like, I can deal with, but that...
I mean, I did make that louder so it could be heard, because our audio equipment will remove it,
right,
for the most part. But, again, people pay him to make their stuff sound good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you shouldn't hear excessive gulping.
Dude, I don't get it, man.
Oh, welcome everybody.
I just don't know.
Welcome
he just doesn't
very
know
the first ever
how to
and the hopefully going to be
audio straight just
unofficial
talk
podcast.
Audio.
Today's is going to be probably very not great, to be just completely honest with you guys, because I got this new space that we are now going to be
doing
all
out of breath.
Our videos through on this channel. So the podcast, recording the covers, because I'm planning on doing more covers like I have been.
Oh yeah, remember how he's doing vocal covers now?
YouTube videos, and then now the podcast that I'm going to try to do every Sunday.
It really bugs me that one of the bulbs is not, or
for the most part,
the
at least it's going to be.
Here's one, I think.
Every Sunday,
you hear it
and
right
I'm gonna
there.
Do live, just so everybody
do you hear
knows.
The goal? Where's it at? 48
Anton, man,
listen to this.
How's it going, bro?
You'll hear it
every Sunday,
right there.
And I'm going to do them live,
right in 46
so
seconds.
What's up, Anakin Man Raw? How's it going, bro? You are the first YouTube videos, and then now the podcast.
Just listen to
this. I'm
going to
try to do.
You'll hear it
every Sunday, I believe, from now on.
Right here,
for the most part, at least, it's going to be every Sunday, and I'm going to do them live, So,
like, that's the one I heard of. Like, how his mic is either so loud or his gulps so. It's gross.
Yeah, I don't see how that's too mean. That's not too mean.
It's too mean.
Nah.
It's clearly too mean.
No.
I mean, like I said, if I was gulping loudly into my microphone, I feel like someone would tell me.
Nah.
Right?
Gotta log into our fake Twitch account and be like, hey, man, you gulp a lot, bro.
He's streaming right now, I think.
You gulp a lot.
I think he's streaming right now. Let's see, I'm over here.
Yep.
God, freaking Jack Ryan.
Oh, yeah, Jim Halpert, what can you bring to the CIA, man?
Have you watched this show?
No. They ain't good.
I'm gonna do everything it's I can all right. to get him back, but I need your help.
Don't put blame on me.
Get out of here.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
He's watching a cinematic right now. We're not gonna get eight gulps. We'll just leave this on in the background and see if he starts talking. So we'll just leave that on. We'll give him a view, too. He needs it, so. You know, although we need it, too, so.
I mean, just a little.
Yeah. Yeah, Jack Ryan. You know the reason Jack Ryan's good? There's not a lot of Jack Ryan in it. They do a really, like,
Jim Halpert's Jack Ryan.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's probably 30% Jim Halpert. And the rest of it is about the terrorists and his relationships or elsewhere, people in Jack Ryan's circle and what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's very low on Jim Halpert. Which is, I think, good because Jim Halpert is Jim Halpert and everything.
He can't. I don't know why he's trying to do serious roles.
He needs to stop. Just be Jim.
I mean, for younger people, I guess, who didn't watch The Office. I saw this fucking screenshot of a Would You Rather game.
Okay. Oh, is this the one with Dwight? New plague?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
68% would rather watch The Big Bang than fucking The Office.
Dude, I've never seen an episode of Big Bang Theory.
I have, and it's awful.
I mean, it's got a laugh track.
It's the worst.
Like, anything with a laugh track's bad, right?
Yeah.
He's fighting the final boss right now.
I hope he dies.
Oh, he definitely will. He definitely will.
Like, How I Met Your Mother's good. That's got a laugh track.
Eh.
There's good parts.
Could be better without it. Better without a laugh track.
Nah.
But The Office has a lot of people in it who are the people they played in The Office. Like, The Office has perfect casting. Don't get me wrong. But Jim is Jim. Okay? Andy's Andy and everything.
Yeah.
You know? Rashida Jones, whatever her character's name is. What's her name? We don't even know.
Hold on.
It's not Karen, is it?
Yeah, it's Karen.
Is it really Karen?
Yeah, it's Karen.
That's a stupid name.
Yeah, it is.
Karen.
Dude, I really can't stand her. Like, she's
the
best.
Yeah, I hate her.
She's the best her in Parks. Like, I
don't even like her in Parks.
I don't. I don't either, but it's the best that I like her.
Right.
And I don't like her.
Yeah. I don't like her either.
Nah.
But she's the same in everything.
Yeah.
Like, she's Karen in Parks and Recreation,
too. Oh, yeah.
Too.
All the time.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, Angela's Angela, but she's only ever been Angela. Except in that one movie where she does that nude scene that's been all around the internet.
Oscar's a lot different than who he is, though.
Yeah, but Oscar's like a character actor.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like Brian Baumgartner, who plays Kevin, is also different.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's like the main star. Like, Pam, everywhere. You know?
Fucking Michael Scott, definitely.
Yeah, well, he's clearly Michael Scott. He's above and beyond.
Not in Foxcatcher, bro.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, Steve Carell's actual actor.
Yeah.
They got him to be in The Office. The other ones were in the office.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You don't like Anne? Is that her name? And
yeah.
Whichever character Rashida Jones plays in every piece of media, I hate her.
No.
There's not one thing I like.
Like I said, that's the best
Ren,
I've ever seen.
Do you watch The Office?
Of Rashida Jones.
You care at all about Angela Kinsey nude?
Who?
Angela.
What?
Lady Dwight's with?
Yeah.
Did a nude scene.
What?
Yeah, you not seen it?
No.
I'll show it to you.
That's weird.
I'll show it to you. Get your live reaction. I don't want to look at it on Pornhub. Feels too... Who cares? Let's do it on Pornhub. What's really...
Oh, God!
It's so loud! God!
That was ridiculous.
Yeah, here it is, right here. We're obviously not going to show it on Twitch for reasons, but Colby can soak it in right now.
What is this from?
Half Magic. It's a movie. Okay. Oh, I don't know. Ren, you want me to send you this link? There. Naked.
That's weird.
Feel like Dwight's going to come get you, dude?
Nah, that's just weird.
Feel like he's going to throw some beats at you, man?
Nah, because she's just so goddamn uptight and Christian in the office to see her nude. And
she's not really that person.
I know, though, but still, that's the only thing I know her from.
It's weird to me anytime I see anyone in anything that's not The Office. That's that low tier of a character. Ren,
I get you.
I'll send you this this link to your to Discord.
Stop talking about the damn sun. That was in Platano's stream, I think. He had something pop up.
Sure.
I saw his intro.
Oh, yeah, because you're in it, right? Mm-hmm. What'd you think?
Could do with some better editing.
By the way, you said Platano just now.
Whatever.
How do you say it correctly? That's right, you already forgot. Just like me. You don't remember.
Ano. Platano.
It's Platano.
It's Platano.
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 Yes.
We don't know how to say it.
No, but to me, he's Platano.
I'm going to send it to the scientists and not watch it. Ren is currently not watching us right now because he's watching that Angela Kinsey nude video. Every time I gulp now,
science.
I'm self-conscious.
I need it for science.
Every time I gulp now, I'm
self-conscious.
I know,
you put me in a self-conscious state, too.
Well, the thing is like, we could probably hear you gulp because your mic is loud. Did you hear that at all? Or? Like, see, I don't know what I hear in my mics and what I hear because it's my body.
Right.
You know, it's hard.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm very self-conscious.
We don't hear. I heard it.
Yeah.
I hear it all the time. You're very annoying.
Oh, that's rude.
You're the worst.
That's
You're actually the worst streamer I've ever seen on Twitch.
Okay,
I watch everyone else but you.
Okay. You got to stand by that.
One, it was a lie to begin with, because you're the only streamer I watch on Twitch.
That's
and
well.
Two,
you should watch Ren. He plays great games.
You busted.
You also watch Platano's intro, but mostly because you're in it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair. I wanted to see what it was.
Yeah, that's fair. Yep. Yeah, okay. Well, what else?
What else?
Yeah, what else?
I got nothing, man.
I feel like there were three things. What did I tweet?
I got nothing.
Mock a friend, ruin a friendship, discuss iPhones. Okay, the iPhone's one I remember.
That was it. You only had two things.
Yeah, but the mock a friend was what we just did. Ruin a friendship was something else. But I don't remember what we were ruining.
I don't know.
Or whose friendship it was.
Ours?
No.
Me and Pinellas?
No. I can't ruin that. There's no way.
Oh,
science time is over. They concluded it was good. All right.
It's already over. I can't stand them.
How do we turn them up?
It's whiskey, though.
Wait, what kind of whiskey are you drinking?
Lord Calvert.
Lord Calvert?
Yeah.
Can you show the camera? I want to see it.
It's this. It'd be better if it was full fucking screen like a smart person would.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh, you
it's
fuckers.
Backwards.
That looks cheap.
This is why he's taken. They
but
split.
It's
they
decent.
Go invincible.
It's like a $15 bottle.
Excuse me, unofficial Tony P. Can you not speak right now? We're having our show.
That's it.
Please? Thank you. All right. See, the thing is, we could probably have most of our show happen with his screen unmuted because he talks so little.
Mm-hmm.
We can actually do our show while this.
Did
happens.
He die?
I don't know
like
if he's died yet.
I feel like he died.
This fight's taken way longer than it should, so I feel like he has died, but I don't have any confirmation. Dude,
he died.
Frick! It did not give me the heavy.
Is he like not cussing now? Like, is that a thing or?
Maybe he
I
got
mean, he's
hit.
One of the, he literally yelled Jews at the beginning of one of his streams
like
we watched a couple weeks ago. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. And now he's trying to, like,
no,
not
YouTube,
cuss?
YouTube, I mean, I know that all the big channels stopped cussing, like, a while back.
Have you read his bio?
No. Is it a whole bunch of cuss words?
I don't know how to show it, actually. Where did it go? Like, I thought you clicked here. It showed bio. That's weird.
Nah.
Does it mean nothing? I can show you
on
here.
Oh, did not see a third one. Got lucky.
Excuse me. I'm talking.
Pinella, shut up.
Yeah, we're trying to stream over here.
Keep shooting that guy in the face. Keep doing it.
Yeah, here's his. Here's
keep
his
shooting that gigantic.
Here's his.
Hey, excuse me, sir.
Cool.
Do you love the word fuck?
Oh, that's literally his Twitch
that
bio.
That all just randomly yeah. come from.
So.
That's holy crazy. God, no. No.
One, there's no way they can't.
Right, he's not physically capable of not.
No. Okay, we're good. I was not going to die this close to beating it.
Oh, maybe he didn't die yet. How does he know he's that close? Oh, the health.
His audio, by the way, you hear the audio about a second and a half before it happens on the screen. Just watch this.
Sure?
Yeah. See, there was the rocket noise. See, there was a stab. Explosion.
Definitely not a second and a half, man.
It's a good second.
It's a good millisecond.
Okay, there's the explosion. See, there was the knife. Yeah. It's like a good half second.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's not that bad. I don't know.
It's terrible.
It's fine.
It should be right on.
I don't know why it's not. Audio things are hard, man.
Yeah, but this is kind of this is kind of my point. Like, if he watched his own show back,
he doesn't give a shit.
He would notice that it's wrong and he would fix it.
I mean, you would think he would since this was his job.
See how delayed the gunshots are?
Yeah. It's getting worse.
Jesus! No! Fuck!
Yeah!
He died!
He also cussed!
Fuck!
Again!
It's because they swarmed!
There's
man. So many of them!
There's so many of them!
Not!
Dude, I understand, Pinella. I get it.
Yeah, let it out, dude.
What you gonna do about it, man?
Let it out! He's gonna be happy when he sees the health bar isn't full. You ready for this?
Where did it start me? Okay, at least it didn't start me completely over. But that's the other thing I hate about this game. You die, you restart, boss goes back to pretty much full, but
that's
they don't restart you with the ammo.
How every game
had.
Is.
If you used ammo.
That's how video games work, man.
It's gone because it makes sense. You died, then they reset you.
Okay.
So you still don't have ammo.
He just counteracted his own argument.
Somehow that makes sense.
Can we just stream every time he streams
Jesus
and just watch
Christ,
his stream?
Man.
Can we just, like, Mystery Science Theater 3000 all of his streams? Is that something we can do?
I don't know. Are we breaking, like, TOS right now?
Oh, definitely not.
No?
Here. No.
You can stream a streamer?
Oh, absolutely. Right. Especially him.
Especially
him. Especially him. Yeah.
What if we got a terms of condition strike just from doing this?
Then
from
we would start a new show called The Seven Colby,
See,
and we would just keep
this
going.
Shit. It's this shit that fucking gets you.
What's this shit, Pinella?
Oh, no.
The game?
They burst you down so quick.
They burst you,
man. You have no time to react.
You have no time to react
That's
to burst.
That's really pissing me off.
Gotta turn this off.
What do you mean? This is high quality entertainment, man.
I'm done with him.
Who's in his view? Who's in his viewer list right now? Us, Positivity Bot, Commander Root, and Apricot Droop Fruit. Commander Root and Apricot Droop Fruit are also in ours. We're literally his only viewer, man. Come on.
Nah, you got Merchant Kenan.
What?
Merchant Matana.
This?
Yeah.
Marcus Hahn? He's always in there.
He's his mom,
man. See, I'm in there, and I'm not in there.
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
Were you watching him on your phone? Maybe that's how.
No, I'm not no more. Oh. Yeah, I actually died fighting this boss, too.
Whew.
And it was super...
Whew.
I was actually really mad.
Because
I killed the boss.
Ah!
But I killed him up in the air.
Ah!
Like a total baller.
Ah!
And then I died from fall damage.
So did it beat it for you, or did you have to start over?
Well, he has, like, this really extended dramatic death sequence.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, in Destiny, if you kill the boss, your respawn, like, your dark zone where you have to start over. If you die, it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
But because there's, like, 5 seconds where he's dying, I did die. And I had to do it, like, started right where...
Oh, I would be so mad.
I was pretty mad about it, but, like, who cares?
I would be so mad.
I was mostly worried that I was going to miss, like, a cutscene
mm-hmm.
or something, but it was all fine, so who cares? But, yeah, I died from fall damage.
Jesus Christ.
I was like, take that, mother... And then my leg's broken. It was great, dude. It was great. Yeah. It's really hot in here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure you're hot, too, because you're drinking the whiskey.
Whiskey.
Which
whiskey?
Witwiki? Anyway.
Witwiki.
So yesterday was an Apple conference.
Yep.
It's the first time, maybe ever, that I hadn't watched an Apple conference as it was happening live.
I mean, same. I think I missed like one or two in my life, but since I've figured
it's the first one since I started streaming full time that I didn't cover on stream.
Oh, okay.
So I know that for sure. It's at least been a year or so.
Mm-hmm. So you covered last iPhone X.
Yeah, I covered WWDC.
That was the Animoji.
I covered the iPhone 10. Yeah, it's 10, not X. All right.
I'll stab you.
Isn't it stupid that it's the iPhone 10S and not the XS or the XR? Isn't that better?
Yeah.
I don't understand what they're doing with their lives.
I don't even give a shit.
But anyway, they announced new features for the watch, new stuff for the iPhone. I think that's the end of list, right?
Yep.
Like, for the first time, though, in a long time, I was, like, blown away by the...
What specifically?
Dude, it hit me when the home court people were there. Did you see that?
No, I didn't watch the whole thing. I just watched the giant
videos. Maybe I need to play it, and then maybe you'll get, like, Apple...
All their fucking Johnny Ive videos, though, are so
dude,
gorgeous.
They're such a circle jerk. Oh. Like, the whole thing's a circle jerk.
They're so well done, though.
They are, but they're all a circle jerk.
Oh, yeah.
Like especially when they start with the stores, like, millions of people venture to our stores, and they're like...
Oh, I don't watch those ones. I only watch the product intro videos.
Let me show when the home court people... Also, Todd Howard was there, which I know you don't care about, but Todd Howard's a legend, so...
The fuck's Todd Howard?
He's at Bethesda. Okay. I think...
He and a new member of the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Here we go. Okay, I hate Steve Nash for the records. Ruin the Lakers.
Steve Nash?
Steve Nash,
they
ruined the
Lakers. Brought out Steve Nash, man.
Steve Nash, dude.
Home court. What is home court?
Home court is an app that uses Core ML.
It's an app that uses
Core
ML to track basketball shots
your iPhone
by simply pointing your iPhone at the court.
When I was young and learning the game, yep. I never really knew if I was doing the right things to
improve. But I got done playing for the Lakers and ruining the careers of both Kobe Bryant and Dwight Howard. I decided to smoke a pack of Salem every afternoon.
I've been working closely with the home court team on a tool that will revolutionize basketball training. And I can't wait to show you what we can do with the new...
Unbutton one button.
We couldn't bring a basketball
one
court
One fucking
here.
Button.
Put on socks! Week
and saw
Put on socks!
Athletes.
He's got socks.
We don't have socks on, man!
They're just low.
Running on a new
Speaking
iPhone.
Of which, I got
Let's
new
take
shoes.
A look.
Oh, yeah?
Again.
The app recognizes the hoop. And
those look just like your old shoes, man.
Nah, start, these are Nike, though.
And it was not tracking the basketball shot. The
okay,
and
they're here
also
it is.
Running.
This blew my mind.
Spider thoughts on the floor and misses by the red X's. Drawn as an overlay right on the court.
Look at that!
With the new
That's
iPhone
the
and Core ML 2,
yeah.
We see a massive performance gain that allows
and
us to do
And it's happening
a lot more.
In
the
real time.
The Bionic let our Core ML models run up to 9 times faster, and that unlocks new
Have
features
Steve Nash speak,
that were
please.
Not possible before. Let's take a look at what's going on under the hood.
Like, look at what it's doing. This
I wonder
is
how accurate
only
it is.
On a new iPhone, we can run real-time player tracking.
I mean, it's tracking her elbow, her wrist.
Oh, is that a female?
And
yeah.
Trajectory
oh,
estimation
shit.
All at
I
the same time.
I mean, I'm not 100% certain, but...
Shot science that tracks 6 metrics for every single shot the player takes.
Like, that is really
These
cool.
Insights.
Okay, so there's a whole lot of tech in the camera
to the
for the one. What's the difference?
I'm a great shooter.
Is the camera different on the R
day.
Than the S? I think it is, isn't
yes,
it?
There's two cameras on the X. There's only one on the R. That's the big difference.
There's only one on the S. There's two on the max.
No, I think they both have dual cameras. Dude, who cares? The point is that...
You might be right.
Is that... I don't know when it happened, but at some point, they climbed the mountain where now you can do this kind of crazy stuff with your iPhone.
Yeah, I mean, you can basically... It's basically like motion capture...
Yeah, but in real time.
Your iPhone.
Which is...
Without multiple cameras.
Which is amazing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, that's incredible.
Right, and so, like, I don't know if it's this conference
like,
specifically
You can
or...
use that to get character animations for like, avatars and shit
right.
like that for games.
Right, well, and they were talking about doing their Mi emojis, which is a stupid thing. But they're like, it's like 4 milliseconds
it's
of
mocap.
Delay.
That's
it's
what it is.
All it is. And so I don't know, like, why all of a sudden it clicked with me with this device, because they weren't showing this with the old ones. Mm-mm. But I'm like, I think it's finally good enough that now the software is innovative.
Right.
And so I need to stop, like, I hate it because it's like, it's thinner, it's faster, it's got a better camera, and the screen's better. That's every phone for the last 5 years.
Yes.
Okay, and literally for the last 5 years, I've not cared. because that's all they've released.
Yeah, they need to do a better job of like, I mean, there was the first time that I saw it was with the iPhone X last time.
Right.
And it was when they pointed at a fucking table and then had that 3D.
But see, to me, that's nothing. That's a tech demo.
Like, that's been a thing, just worse.
Right, right. It was better graphics. Like, that to me, that is an actual tech demo.
I mean, that might be new, though.
Yeah,
I think that's new.
That's my point. Right. And, like, literally the
it can
nice
track people now.
Asian man who has home court is about to be a millionaire because
do you think
every college and NBA team on the planet is going to buy home court? Yeah.
Do you think it would track an inflatable arm flailing tube, man?
I think it definitely would.
Yeah.
I think it definitely
would. It would fuck up that sensor so hard.
And, like, I was thinking, like, where's it at? I think it's this right here.
Natively shot on done to it.
He's
other
showing
than
this video
for length. And it's
I hate how he says length. By the way,
it's images that weren't possible before. Here we are.
So here's a video shot on the new iPhone. Like, this is stupid good. Like, it's still got that iPhone. I don't know. It's not as sharp. You know, like, it looks like it does some blending of the pixels. Like, it's not super sharp. But dude. Like, remember back when, in like, 10 years ago, when we had a 720p flip cam and we freaked out? This is shooting 4K HDR on a phone.
Yeah, HDR definitely is crazy.
And, like, to me, this is... It's like we've finally hit the point where I'm amazed again, not by what the hardware is, not by scrolling and touching and how crisp the screens are, because we're all jaded about that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like... This is a device now you have in your pocket that does all this, you know?
I mean, that's basically like a DSLR.
No. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. But it's a phone.
It's a phone.
It's a phone. And it's not really more affordable than like a DSLR, but at the same time, it is.
It is.
It is.
Well, yeah, the low-end model of the R, I'm sure, is going to be like $1,000.
Well, the R was $750.
That's
and then this
good.
Is $999. And
so which one's better?
Okay, the iPhone XR has the LCD screen.
So that's better?
No, it's worse.
Oh, it's worse.
The R is the budget one.
Oh,
the R
okay.
is the budget because it's A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, P, Q, R, S. It's one step down. I guess that's the logic.
I have no idea.
That's all
it's
I can think of.
One step up.
No, because R is below. No one wants to
R,
be A. They all want to be
S.
B, dude. Stupid. It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
That
was a terrible joke.
And they also say X and it's actually 10.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that. So it's the 10R, okay, is the budget iPhone 10.
Okay.
And it's only got one camera and
gotcha.
It's got an LCD instead of an OLED. And then the iPhone 10.
Okay.
The iPhone 10 is the new one. It's 10S.
Right.
The new 10S is the upgrade of the iPhone 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 10S Max is a bigger version of the iPhone XS.
Yeah, because the 10 didn't have a
right. The 10
Max.
The 10 Max is the size of my
right.
iPhone 6 Plus,
mm-hmm.
but the entire thing's a screen.
Yeah,
but it's OLED and has the dual camera and all that.
I think the first one did, because I know the 10 had a dual camera.
It definitely has a dual camera. Mm-hmm. It definitely has a dual camera. So that's what they are. But like, and they're still selling the iPhone 7, 8. And they got rid of like all the older phones, so like you can't even buy my phone anymore. Like it's gone. The iPhone 6.
Yeah, you can't buy an iPhone with a headphone jack.
That's right. No more headphone jacks. They're gone. Right. Right.
Honest to God, it has not been that much of a problem for me.
I don't think so. People are more mad about it in concept, I think, than they are about it in actual practice.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think many people go to the gym and are like, oh my God, there's no cord. What? I can't lift.
I mean, that dongle's not that bad.
Well, and the dongle doesn't come in the box anymore. No more dongle. They took it out.
What?
Yeah, that was like a silent thing. Is that they took the dongle out of the box.
Those motherfuckers.
Dude, everyone has wireless headphones.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone. Everyone. Everyone.
I bought Brett a pair of the Beats, the $99 Beats.
Yeah, and they're wireless.
They're so good.
Yeah, $99. That's not that
they
much. Especially considering that the actual iPhone headphone is, what, 40?
Yeah.
Like, you can go to Target and buy a $12 pair of wireless headphones
mm-hmm.
that sound just as good as the wired Apple ones.
Yeah.
They're fine. Everyone can get it. They're just moaning and groaning because they got to go buy something new.
Right.
Okay? It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. Well,
so, I don't know, man. It's for some reason it clicked with me that it's like, wow.
The only reason why I don't want a 10 is the fucking face scanning opening thing.
Well, and see, they say that that's really fast and it works really great.
Yeah, but I don't care. I don't always want to be looking at my phone to unlock it. There's a lot of times where it's laying down and I just press the button and then it goes.
Well, you could have a code. There's still a code.
I don't want to type in a fucking code.
Well,
give me a one-digit code.
I don't want... This is what my phone does right here. It tries to play Twitch and fails at it.
Yeah.
That's all my phone does.
You should probably get a new phone.
No, I don't want a new one.
Why not?
Because all it needs to do is just play Twitch. That's it. That's all it needs to do.
You don't need it for anything else?
No. No. Text people on a computer. If someone calls me, I hate them. Unless it's my mother. End of the list.
Okay.
When's the last time you called me on the phone, man?
You?
Yeah.
It's been a while.
It's been a long time.
I talked on the phone today, though, so...
For something other than work?
No.
Okay, there you go. Boom.
Talked to Britt over the phone.
On the phone? Gross. Sometimes. What's wrong with her? Is she an old lady?
No. And we text most of the time.
Yeah, see, that's...
Mainly when we're out of town.
Don't you... Well, that makes more sense. Yeah. You know, I don't go out of town.
No, I'm about to be in Vegas.
I know you are, man. I know you're very excited about your Vegas trip, and
I'm just excited to not do shit. Like, I remember it's been a hot second since I've been on a family vacation, and I remember like all the time we were moving and doing stuff. But this time we have like 3 to 4 things planned over the course of 4 days. So I don't really
know. Is Grand Canyon one of them? Because we never really got a straight answer on if you're actually going to the Grand Canyon.
We're flying over it, but
that's not
very
going.
Low. We're
that's flying not going very to low. The Grand Canyon.
That's going to it.
That's not that's going to it.
Seeing it.
It's not going to it.
It's we're still seeing
you
it.
You can Google though. Images it then, man. I can get real close on a satellite view. You're not going to smell it. You're not going to feel it. You're not going to experience it. You're going to see it out a window.
That's true.
There's no difference. Just go to Google Maps. Then you could.
It's not my choice.
Well, what is
fuck
your,
off.
What is your family doing?
I don't know.
I thought it was your dad's dream to see the Grand Canyon.
He's gonna see it.
What?
He ain't gonna feel or smell it, but he's gonna see it. You're gonna learn today.
What?
I saw it from a fucking plane, 30,000 feet up.
Okay.
Looked like cracks.
Yeah, that's what it looks like, man.
You hear Will Smith is going to bungee jump into it?
No. Why?
Off of a helicopter.
Why? Because he doesn't have enough attention already?
For his, like, 50th birthday or something like that.
What a stupid idiot.
Yeah, dude. Like, don't you think that's going to fuck up the helicopter?
I mean, don't you feel like you don't need to do that at all?
I mean, yeah, sure.
I mean, why does he need to do that? Just so people look at him. He's Will Smith. This is it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this right that, here.
Yeah, Grand
this
Canyon.
Right here looks like a Grand Canyon, right?
Does that say Grand? No.
It says Glen Canyon.
Yeah, that's not it.
Grand Staircase.
That's not it.
I mean, this looks pretty canyony right here, man.
That's not it, though.
Okay, we gotta zoom back out. I mean, how far in the air is this? Ooh, 3D? What's that mean? Ooh, that's cool.
Ooh, that's cool.
I mean, it's gotta run through here. Right? Like, this has got to be it. This is the Grand Canyon. Look at it. Here it is. Grand Canyon That's National Park. That's it. Go. So how close can we get?
Really close.
I mean, this is closer than your plane's going to be, right?
No. It'll be closer than that. Yeah, man. I just need to get him a VR headset.
I don't think you're going to get closer than this.
Yeah.
This is pretty close. Where's, like, the actual Grand Canyon part? Is there this, like... This,
you're in it.
Is there water in it?
It's called a canyon. What do you think creates a canyon?
I thought it all dissolved or something, man.
No.
I guess I didn't expect there to be that much water in it.
There's water. There's a river.
Oh, here's, like, the Grand Canyon that I'm used to seeing. Where,
oh, my God.
Where are all the tourists?
Oh, my God.
Like, where do they stand at? Like, where are all the tourists?
Dude, on the edge.
Dude, you can't...
Go to the edge.
Not going to this temple, dude. Temple looks sweet.
Who the fuck's living in the Grand Canyon, man? Indians?
Dude, I don't know. I can't answer that.
Dude, that is crazy.
That is actually incredibly detailed. I mean, I almost feel like we're going to crash into it. Like, that is stupid.
Yeah, that's dumb. There's a difference between seeing it on the screen and seeing it out
of
the window.
No, there's not.
Yeah, there is.
No, there's not.
Yeah, there is.
No, there's not. You're just saying that because your mom's watching and you don't want to make her feel guilty, but it's a terrible idea.
Yeah, so we're flying over the Grand Canyon.
I'm still mad I can't find any tourists.
We're going to Queen. We're going to go see Queen with Adam Lambert.
What?
Yeah.
Like Adam Lambert's Freddie Mercury?
Yeah.
That actually might be cool.
I'm thinking it might be.
Do you know any Queen songs?
Yeah, man.
Besides Bohemian Rhapsody.
We Are the
and
Champions.
That one and Another One Rides the Bus? I mean, I don't really either, but
I'm gonna go to Topgolf again. That was fun as shit.
What if you just flew over Topgolf?
I'm not gonna do that.
What if you just did? Would it be the same?
Yeah,
because that's what you're doing to your father. No, it's the same. Grand Canyon is his Topgolf.
He chose this. You think I planned this trip? Hell fucking no. This is what he wanted to do.
This is what he wanted.
It was either a plane or a helicopter.
He's just, I bet he's just like me, he's just giving up on caring.
Probably.
He's like, I'll just look it out the window. I don't care.
Oh, yeah. And then we're going to go to,
bottom girls.
I'm going to indoor skydive.
Okay, that sounds fun.
Actually go skydiving.
I mean, you should go skydiving into the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
Just push your dad out of the plane and be like, go look. I'm really mad that I don't know where the tourists are, just for the record. Like, aren't you a little surprised that there's not just people standing on the edge?
Don't they have, like, a walkway that goes out over
that's
it?
That's what I'm saying. Where is that at?
I don't know, man. Search Grand Canyon walkway.
Like, how big? I mean, if it says National Park, like, that
it's
was...
fucking big, bro!
Grand Canyon Village. I bet that's it, right? Got like a football stadium.
They got a high school there, bro.
What the heck? People live at the Grand Canyon?
Yeah, man. People like nature.
That's stupid.
They're going to go live in Grand Lake.
Well, yeah, but that's not the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, but it's basically a canyon with a lake and mountains.
And technically, the Colorado River does run from there.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, see, look, lookout station. See, here's all the people. You can't really see people, though, can you?
Nah. See, we're going to be closer than that. We'll fly over their heads.
You won't be able to see them either.
Oh, we'll see them.
No, you won't.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, look at that drop. Mm-hmm. I want to roll down that. Like, how much fun? I mean, you'd die. But how much fun would it be?
Get a really good, stable bubble and then just get inside of it and just roll down.
Dude, now we're talking.
Yeah, man. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
They could probably make it. It'd be much more expensive than just like an air one. It'd have to be like,
you'd have to be silicone. Like suspended, like a gyro type thing. Mm-hmm. That would be so much fun.
That would be amazing.
I mean, look at this trail. Like if you can walk down it, you could definitely roll down it in a gyro stabilized bubble.
You'd go so fast.
Look at this. Like, could you? This is actually really amazing. These trails that you're not going to be able to walk on because you're just flying.
Dude, fuck
it.
Walking.
What about riding on the burro?
I'm not riding on a donkey.
Why not, man?
Donkey!
Donkey!
Donkey! I made waffles.
You don't think... Oh, my God. They have Street View for this whole thing.
Of course they do.
So you could literally...
It's fucking Grand Canyon, bro. Of course they do.
This is what your dad can do while you fly over it.
That is so much different than flying over it.
Oh, yeah.
Your dad got boned.
He doesn't want to do that.
He's
like 58, bro. He's not walking down in the fucking...
He ain't 58.
He's 50-something.
58?
I think 58.
That means he had you when he was like 35.
They did.
What are they doing waiting so long?
It was hard to have a child. You had to work up that nerve. Sex, you know, that's a big thing. Parent sex. Let's move on from that topic.
I can talk about it.
Let's not.
I don't have a soul. I don't care about parent
sex. Yeah, man. Topgolf. We should go to Topgolf.
Dude, there is no Topgolf here.
There might be.
There would never be a
Topgolf.
They're
in talks of building one.
No, they aren't.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Topgolf, Wichita. They're never going to build one here.
Drive golf.
It's a knockoff.
It's the same thing. They got one in Oklahoma City. I don't remember what it's called. It's not Topgolf, but...
Look at this. We would love to come to Wichita, but we don't have anything official. Stay tuned here for new venue announcements from August 5th.
Mm.
They ain't coming here.
Anywho, you ever hit a golf ball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went through a phase when like I was like...
Businessman, I gotta learn golf.
No, when I was like 14,
okay.
And I was really into Mario Golf. And so I went with my friend Chase, who was a real big golfer. Like, he lived in Heston, big golf place. And he took me out golfing once, and I kept trying to hit the ball like Wario hit it in Mario Golf.
How does he do it?
He, like, winds up a little bit. Like,
that's a terrible idea.
That's what he does. Yeah, that's what Chase told me.
Yeah.
You asked me if I've ever hit a ball. I'm not sure that I have.
You played 18 holes, though?
I went to a course, and I swang
Did you go to the driving range, or did you actually go on
the
course?
No, I went on the course.
Okay.
Yeah, and then
you hit a fucking ball. Get out of here.
I might have missed a lot.
Dude, nothing's better than being slightly elevated okay. off the ground,
okay.
hitting balls at flags while drinking. I mean, eating.
I can think of a lot of things better than that.
No, it's great.
Yeah, like sitting and being drunk and eating, having
you
sex.
You go. After you hit a couple balls, you go and sit down.
Playing The Witcher 3.
Nah, that's
one of the
sucks.
Greatest things of all time.
That's the worst thing
ever. I could do that.
Nope.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Making Geralt come to life in real life. Did you see Henry Cavill is actually going to be Geralt?
No.
Dude.
No, he's not.
Yeah, officially.
In the Netflix
yeah,
one?
Yeah. They got him, dude.
Now I'm not watching it.
And now he left DC. Did you see that?
No.
He left DC and he's going to be the Witcher.
Fuck. They're screwed then.
Yeah, because they had so many prospects before. I'm sure the Zachary Levi Shazam movie is going to save
them. It's going to do it, man. It's the one that's going to bring him back from
him.
The depths.
Maybe it's Aquaman, dude.
You ready for this Aquaman movie?
No.
How about Venom?
Venom's Marvel, though.
Did you hear? No. It's Sony.
Yeah, but it's Marvel.
Yeah, but it's Sony.
Yeah.
Did you hear that Sony's going to do a whole Spideyverse?
I did hear that.
Without Spider-Man?
Yeah, I did hear that. Yeah, it doesn't really make a lot of sense. I don't really know how that's going to work. I feel like whenever they do that, they're just, like, threatening it so Marvel will give them more money or something, yeah. Like, how about we give
how,
you...
Why would you want to fuck up that deal? Marvel's gonna do all the work.
Maybe they...
All the work. And they just get money
yeah,
for it.
Yeah, they just get a bucket of cash.
It's a
yeah.
great deal.
Yeah.
Why would you fuck it up?
I don't know, man.
Pride?
No, it's gotta be... They want to get bought by Disney. It's
gotta, yeah.
That's gotta be that, right?
Yeah.
They're like putting on the lipstick and stuff, getting ready for Disney to come buy them.
I don't understand,
that's
man.
That's gotta be it.
Isn't Sony huge?
I mean, their film department is in trouble, but Sony in general is massive.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Disney's not gonna buy all of Sony.
Yeah, it's
they
funny
might buy
the only thing
studio,
they can't get right is the live-action film.
Right.
Like, the video game, I just got a platinum trophy in today.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Fantastic game.
I don't even really like Spider-Man. Loved the game.
Also, they got that animated Spider-Man
right.
movie
people
coming
love
out.
Love that.
That looks awesome.
Right, and then they got all the cartoons that people love, all the Spider-Man animated series. That's all Sony. The only thing they don't do right is Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire. Where he's finger gunning people, you know?
Oh my god.
You probably missed it, but it was yesterday. I was doing side quests, and one of them I had to stop like a subway train that was on the runaway.
Oh yeah.
And he got in the front of it, and he shot webs to each side, and he tried to brace the train.
Mm-hmm.
And then the webs snapped, and he goes, "I don't understand. It worked so well last time." And I was just like, zing, dude! They got
zing!
Him! They got him!
Got him! That's hilarious.
Sorry, Ren. I know how much
Ren,
you like bad
when's
movies.
When's the last time you saw those movies? I just watched a recap of how bad they are.
Have
like,
you seen...
It was an essay piece or something on YouTube,
Have
basically.
You seen the Donkey Spider-Man 3? Do you
the
watch
what?
Video Game Donkey at all?
No.
Oh, my God, dude. You're missing out.
Mm-mm.
He is... I'm just gonna steal his content.
Yeah, I have no idea what that is.
If you've never seen Video Game Donkey, dude, just...
I'm finally back. Spider-Man 3 is the best movie that Spider-Man made. Since its release in 2007, critics have spent countless hours analyzing every frame, every scene, every line of dialogue in search of its many subdued themes and messages. Like Garfield, Spider-Man 3 is a film about layers. On the surface, it's your typical thrill-a-minute blockbuster with cutting-edge special effects, but upon further viewing, you start to understand this is merely a facade, a false attempt to placate a broader audience.
What is this?
In superhero movies, you can only tell two different stories, really. The origin story, or a story about heroes learning to work together as a team. Spider-Man 3 shatters expectations by not giving you the rise of Spider-Man, but rather the fall. Peter Parker becomes tangled, if you will, in a web of violence and deceit, and ultimately becomes the villain. The movie starts with Pete. He
so
sees his best friend
confused.
James.
Why?
And he closes.
Is he sarcastic?
No, he's describing Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, that man's dead.
It's so outrageous. It's like.
Then we're introduced to Sandman, who we learn is a great father trying to save up enough money to pay for his daughter's surgery. So Spider-Man gets wind of this and kills him in a sewer. Then the city throws a parade for Spider-Man, and he kisses some bimbo right in front of his girlfriend. Then he meets this guy, who is actually his biggest fan. Up to this part, I kind of figured that maybe Spider-Man is just having a bad day. We all know he's a good guy at heart.
Spider-Man killed him.
Spider-Man? I don't understand.
God, Aunt May's the worst.
Dude, yes.
She's the worst in these
fucking
movies.
Stupid ass James Franco starts being alive again. So Mary Jane dumps Spider-Man for no good reason, and then she says she's seeing another guy. Spider-Man, in a state of such distraught and fragility, goes to the only guy he thought he could trust. James
Tobey Maguire is the fucking worst.
He's so bad.
He's
fucking
the worst.
Piece of shit, James Franco.
How's the pie?
So good.
Now this scene is essential. Peter looks back into the cafe, and that little bitch winks at him, and then boom.
Then he disappears.
Like that, he's gone. Now the question is, where the hell did he go? The truck takes like 1 second to go in front of Peter, and then he disappears.
He just ducks down.
I realized that James Franco is.
He's asking that black dude. He's like, "Hey, is my friend still looking at me?"
Naturally, Spider-Man slams James Franco into a wall and chucks fucking grenade at his head. Then we cut to Spider-Man being fed a plate of cookies, and he says,
"You got any more nuts?
I have some nuts. I could make some.
Go make me some.
Go make me some cookies with nuts in them." Now, this is actually a very clever scene when you think about it. In life, there is such a rich variety of cookies, peanut butter, chocolate chip mint cookies, oatmeal raisin, but director Sam Raimi has Spider-Man consciously choose nut cookies to signify that this man has gone nuts. Do you guys get that? You have the scene where Spider-Man is pointing at various women on the sidewalk. Now look at the gesture he's making with his hand. He is saying to these women, "You're safe now, but in Spider-Man 4, I will shoot you with a pistol." But it's not until this moment
where we, the viewers,
see that faint flicker of hope within Peter snuffed out. He changes his hair from the normal way to this evil hair. This is when the Spider-Man that I knew, who had lost Uncle Ben, who had defeated Bonesaw, this is when he had become truly lost.
"You'll get your rent when you fix this damn door!"
Spider-Man 3 tells a dark story that confronts the audience with serious questions.
This just makes
questions.
Me want to watch Spider-Man
reason,
3.
I think it became a very divisive film.
I talked a lot with Sam Raimi about
Sam Raimi's the worst
of that, of the character, and how
I don't
far
get why
go
how he got Spider-Man.
Dude.
Like, another
and
great
for
Sony
me,
decision.
I just kept pushing. I wanted
because literally
to
he just made
further
horror
movie from a different era where artists were encouraged to take bold risks uninhibited by closed-minded executives. And I sincerely doubt we'll ever see Marvel reach these heights again.
Like, do you think they just did it as a joke?
With big power comes big responsibility.
Alfred from Batman.
Like, you think they just did that as a joke?
What, cast him
as the
director?
Well, first of all, Dunkey's an amazing editor, and it's part of it. But honestly, you could mute that video and just watch him do finger guns and make his hair crazy. And, like,
yeah,
what is that movie, man?
It's the worst. That's what it is. Also, you think the first one and the second one are better, but they're not. They're not.
They've got to be.
No. Well, they are better than that one, but they're not that good.
Can you send a hero to save her?
I want them to make a fucking Spider-Man, the next Spider-Man with Tom Holland.
They are.
Better be not a...
Far From Home, man, that's what it's called.
Yeah, it better be him, like, into Spider-Man.
It's, you know, it's Mysterio is gonna be the bad guy.
I don't know any Spider-Man villain.
Well, he's the guy with the fishbowl.
Green Goblin.
Yeah, he's one.
Rhino.
Vulture. I think Jake Gyllenhaal...
Scorpion.
...is playing Mysterio in the new Spider-Man movie.
End of list.
Did you just name the people Jake in the video Gyllen- game you just
yeah.
watched?
Yeah. Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah. Yeah. You don't like Jake Gyllenhaal?
Go back to Brokeback Mountain.
Dude, I like Jake Gyllenhaal. Mm. I think he's good. Mm. I think he's good. I like him. He's kind of douchey, but...
He was in Prince of Persia, man. Come on.
Yeah, we gotta get that money, dude.
Come on.
He rebounded.
You see that fucking train movie he was in?
Train movie?
Yeah, he was on a train. He had to stop a bomb. Where, in the end, he's
you
like
you just might watch bad movies.
No, he's just in real bad movies.
No, what about Love and Other Drugs, man, where Anne Hathaway
sucked
is
ass.
Naked 60% of
sucked
that movie.
Sucked ass.
Fantastic film.
Only good movie I like him in is End of Watch.
What about Zodiac, David Fincher?
Nah.
Come on, man, that's a good one.
It's a really dumb movie.
Nightcrawler's supposed to be great?
Nightcrawler's weird as fuck. He dropped so much weight for no reason.
He dropped it because he's a
He was a really
actor.
Good actor in that. I'll give him that. He was a very good actor
Everest?
In that.
Everest? What about Everest?
No.
He's good in Everest.
Awful.
He lost to Josh Brolin, though, in Everest. Yeah.
Will you go see a movie with me?
Sure.
Because Britt's not going to go.
What is it? Is it Predator?
It's First Man.
First Man?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's going to be an IMAX, and I can't really honestly tell you what it's about.
Why do you want to see it?
I can tell you the gist of what I think it's about.
Okay.
I think it's about like a reenactment of the moon landing.
Okay.
And possibly
this movie right here?
The first person into space. I don't really know.
Is that Jake Gyllenhaal?
That is Ryan.
Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
He's a great actor too. Oh, this is about Neil Armstrong. I've seen this.
Is it Neil Armstrong?
Yeah, I've seen this. I've seen this trailer. Yeah, absolutely. Why wouldn't Brit see that? It looks like a great movie.
Well, because a lot of it's in first person on IMAX, and I don't think she can take that.
Okay. Well, depending on when it comes out and if I've been paid, yes.
Okay.
But okay, let's hear.
Because I gotta see it in IMAX, bro. That's one that you have to see.
Okay. See here. Okja, great movie.
Horrible.
Great movie. Love that movie.
Horrible. Who are we looking at?
Okay, Jake Gyllenhaal. Oh. Life, all right, I'll give you that one.
Awful.
I never saw it, but I don't need to know it wasn't good.
Awful. Nocturnal Animals, fucking awful.
Really?
The weirdest
Tom
thing
Ford.
Ever.
That's Tom Ford's movie, though.
Dude, it opens up with a whole bunch of naked fat women just doing burlesque for some reason.
All right, I'm all in.
I don't get it.
I'm all
in. It has
that.
Nothing to do with the movie at all.
I don't need it to have anything to do
Southpaw,
with the movie.
Southpaw, pretty good.
Southpaw, great movie, right?
Yeah, pretty good.
Didn't Nightcrawler?
Eminem did something with Southpaw.
Prisoners?
I think he produced it. That
great
sucked.
Movie.
That
dude, Prisoners
sucked.
Is great,
yeah, it was
dude.
The worst.
It's great. End of Watch, great movie.
End of Watch is great.
Great, okay.
Who did that? David Ayer?
Yeah.
Who,
in the
who's
Ayer.
David Ayer?
He's a director.
What did he do?
He did...
Fury.
Bright?
And Suicide Squad. Oh, yeah, David Ayer. Okay, that's the guy. Yeah. That's the guy.
Fury.
For some reason, I thought it was Burr.
Well, that's the Brad Pitt one, right?
Mm-hmm.
He also did SWAT. Oh, that's Ryder.
SWAT's so
Ryder,
great,
though,
man.
Ryder, though. Oh, Training,
Training
Day.
Day. That was it. That was
it,
the big
it's
one.
It's funny, like...
The Fast and the Furious?
You can, like,
the
see,
very first one.
You can, like, see what movies the studio messed up.
Yeah.
And which ones they didn't.
Yep.
You know?
End of Watch, great. Sabotage, terrible. Fury, great. Suicide Squad, terrible.
Hold on.
Bright...
Let's stick to Jake, man.
Pretty terrible.
Bright was okay.
It was all right.
It's okay.
It was better done than
Source
Suicide
Code.
Squad.
I don't remember Source
That's
Code.
That's the one where he's on the train and is half a man at the end of it. It sucked ass.
Don't remember that one.
Sucked
Love
ass.
Love and Drugs, great.
Awful.
Prince of Per... Dude.
That was 2010?
I just went through the same thing.
What?
You can't tell me he didn't Love and Other Drugs right after Prince of Persia. I will not be able to stay on this planet.
Dude. I thought that was like a 2006 movie or some shit.
I strictly remember being 12 when Prince of Persia
Prince of Persia came out... After the Dark Knight.
I can't do it. I can't.
What?
My mind's a pretzel.
Zodiac came out in 2007?
That I knew. I knew that one was old.
That was after Jar... No, that's sooner than I thought. I was thinking that was in the 1990s. Probably later 1990s, but not 2000s. God, Jarhead was terrible.
I can't. I'm blown away by Prince of Persia.
Yeah, man.
That late...
Yeah, man. Day After Tomorrow. Jesus.
Day After Tomorrow. You see, this is when he was like, but see, I think...
Donnie Darko. That was the one I was thinking of about
Zodiac.
I think
everything before Brokeback Mountain is he was like the Hollywood stud.
Yeah, man. No, Bubble Boy? Really? Bubble Boy?
Dude, Bubble Boy is a classic.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's stupid, but mm-hmm. it's a classic, you know. City Slickers, 1991. Dude, my whole perception of time right now is messed up.
Dude, I did not know Prince of Persia came out when Obama was in office.
That doesn't make sense.
That doesn't
Does
make
it?
Any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
End of Watch is so rough, but that's why it's so good. That's why it's so good. That's why I love Patriots Day. Patriots Day is fantastic, but it's so brutal to watch. Brad Bird.
Yeah.
Brad Bird did Patriots Day.
He's a great director.
He's the guy I thought David Ayer was.
He's a great director.
Yeah, man. Any Marky Mark?
I can't.
Any Marky Mark?
I can't continue with life.
Yeah? You better get to continuing because we got a game to play that I'm going to hate.
I don't know how. I don't know what life. Like, I feel like I watched Sands of Time when I was 12, and then I watched Love and Other Drugs when I was 25. And they were literally 1 year separated. I don't know how that's possible.
You grew up, man. Those were your times. How was your grow-up year?
Don't know how it's possible, man.
You got a boner for the first time that year.
When I watched Sands of Time, yeah. But I think a lot of people did.
Nah. That was a great game, though.
Oh, of course.
That was a great
game.
They need
to bring that back.
Right?
They need to bring that back. Prince of Persia, the original one.
Dude, the time manipulation in that game was awesome.
Dude, the original Prince of Persia, the side-scrolling one from, like, the 90s.
No.
That game broke me shit. When I was a child.
It's shit.
It is so hard.
It's stupid.
It's so hard.
I'm never going to play it.
I'm adding it to
I only play things with good graphics.
I mean, it had great graphics for the time. It was one of the first games ever to use motion capture, which seems unnecessary because it's literally rendered at like
motion
180 by
capture.
180. And dude, I'm gonna kick your face.
Motion capture. Motion capture.
All right, guys.
Oh my god, motion capture.
But don't leave. We're gonna come back. We're gonna play Overwatch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I don't want to do an outro tonight.
It's on the screen.
Unless you're
audio
listening.
Listeners, you suck.
Twitch.tv/SethandColby.
You're the worst.
That's where you go. And just a reminder, no show Sunday. Colby will be in Vegas.
I'm going to be in Vegas getting drunk on a plane. I'm
Not
getting
the same
drunk
time,
on a plane.
Not the same time, though, Dirks. Not the same time.
Buy a drink for everybody. Oh, fuck that song.
Too much whiskey, man.
Fuck that song.
When you start singing Dirks Bentley, it's too much
I'm
whiskey.
I'm getting drunk on a plane.
This is a dumb show.
Brett, you better be proud of that.
Why does anyone... When you said it, the Guinness show, it's been in my head ever since.
What?
The Dirks Bentley Drunk on a Plane song. I'm just going to go live on Sunday at 3 p.m. and I'm just going to play Drunk on a Plane for 2.5 hours. And I'm just going to show a slideshow of you.
Don't.
That's all I'm going to do for two
why
hours.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. Why not?
Do you think I can use the in-airplane Wi-Fi to call you and be on the show?
Probably. Or are you?
That's FaceTime.
Are you actually flying Sunday?
Yeah.
When's your time's your flight?
Type one.
It's crazy, man. I still think Britt should come do the show with me.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah. All right, guys, we're gonna leave, and we're not leaving though. We're gonna come back in like
gonna
5 minutes.
Gonna be right back. With
Colby plays
games. With the Overwatch, the game.
So,
Overwatch game.
Yeah. So
be
stay
there.
Here.
Watch it.
Stay
we're,
here.
We're doing it.
All right. We'll be.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Everybody else, see you Thursday. Bye.
Bye.